Can you name the seven seas? Asked the bright-eyed little girl. Can you tell me all the names of all the oceans in the world? I was feeling quite embarrassed, so I tried to do my best. Though I hadn't done my homework for a geographic test. I told her that the seven seas can all be found in books, but a complex situation often needs another look. When you think of all the lakes and streams, the rivers, bays and brooks, there is really only one big ocean. One big ocean joining up the seven seas. One big ocean from the mountains to the deeps. One big ocean, the way it seems to me, there's really only one big ocean. Water comes down from the sky, it falls as rain or snow. It settles on the hilltops or valleys down below. It might go slow in glaciers or fast in mountain creeks, so its journey to the ocean could take centuries or weeks. Suppose it settles down a while to rest in lakes or ponds. It always finds a waterway so it can carry on. It never travels up the hill, it's always flowing down. And often near the coast you'll find it running through a town. One big ocean joining up the seven seas. One big ocean from the mountains to the deeps. One big ocean, the way it seems to me, there is really only one big ocean. Water flows from faucets and in caves beneath the ground. There's water in our bodies, there is water all around. Sometimes it's quite invisible, sometimes it's clouds or steam. You need it to have rainbows, it's right there in milk and cream. When a wind or breeze is blowing, water hops on for the ride. It can fly across a continent right to the other side. The oceans mix together, so they're really all the same. And it's just for our convenience that we give them different names. One big ocean joining up the seven seas. One big ocean from the mountains to the deeps. One big ocean, the way it seems to me, there is really only one big ocean. One big ocean joining up the seven seas. One big ocean from the mountains to the deeps. One big ocean, the way it seems to me, there is really only one big ocean.